And I thought, well, you're all part of the same church family as me. I think I know lots of you quite well. I'm going to see if I can work out who has written their favourite, whose favourite colour, favourite sport, and favourite food these are. I've not had a look at these. I might have to guess a little bit from the handwriting as well, but okay. So someone has written green curry rugby. Chris, is that your favourite? Who put green curry rugby? Oh, James. Okay, so, no, I didn't get that. Okay, let me try another one. Green, very good favourite colour though. That'd be my favourite colour. Oh, blue, pasta, tennis. Yeah, not blue pasta. No. Etra, did you write blue pasta tennis? Oh, who wrote blue pasta tennis? Oh, it's Diney. Oh, okay, one more. Blue, spaghetti bolognese, and running. James, was that you? No. Oh, who was blue, spaghetti bolognese, and running? Oh, it was Isabella. Oh, now, I didn't get any of those right. I mean, I know you guys pretty well, most of you, but I couldn't work that out. But do you know what? There is someone who, if we did that game, would know everyone's in this room, everyone's in all of Henley, everyone's in the whole of the world who's ever lived. And of course, that person is God. God knows everyone and everything. God is all-knowing. That's what we're going to be thinking about today. God knows everything. And that psalm that hopefully we've got in front of us that Stefan's just read tells us exactly that, that God knows everything about us. Let's look at verse 13, particularly. I want someone to keep count. Etra, can you keep count? Every time I say the word all, can you keep count of how many times I say the word all? Brilliant. So verse 13, from heaven, the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place, he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. Etra, how many alls were there? Three! Brilliant. Three alls. And actually, there was a sneaky everything, which in the original is the same word. So there were four times all, everything. God sees and knows every person. And it's not just the outside things he knows. I mean, he doesn't just know that Phoebe's wearing a pretty flowery dress, that Becky's got brown hair, where we live, what we're doing. He knows everything about us. He knows the inside things too. Look at verse 15. God, he who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. Did you see? He made everyone's hearts. And so he can see everything we do and think and say and feel. He knows what we like and what we don't like. He knows that Isabella's favourite colour is blue. He knows that James really likes rugby. He knows that Diney's favourite sport's tennis. He knows all of those things. He knows the things that we're good at and the things that we aren't. He knows and sees when we live in ways that please him and when we sin, when we live in ways that are not as we should. Now that could make us go, Skedah, God knows everything about me. He's going to squish me because he can see when I'm greedy and selfish and angry. But that's not how the psalmist feels. The guy who wrote this song, he starts a song in verse 1, sing joyfully. He isn't scared. He thinks the fact that God knows about everyone is something that's good and should be celebrated and sung about. It's a good thing that God knows everyone and everything. Now, hands up, do we have any fans of Where's Wally? Who likes doing Where's Wally puzzles? Good. I've got a giant Where's Wally here. Anyone want to come and see if they can find Wally? Come on.
Phoebe, Etta, Isabella, come on, do you guys think you can come and have a look? Oh, that's a long way up. That's going to make it even harder. There's an Australian, where's Wally? There we go. Have a look. If you want to have a look, see if you can find Wally in that puzzle. Don't worry if you don't want, you don't have to. But where's Wally? You know, it's a mass of people, all hidden in the picture. And so often we can feel like, we're just a face in the crowd. We're just another one in that picture. But the thing is, God goes with each and every one of us. He sees us and knows us and cares for us. We're not small. We're not insignificant to him. We're not just part of the crowd. We matter to God. And when we recognize that, we can sing joyfully that God knows everything and how great that is. He goes, I've seen you. I've found you to each and every one of us. He knows us, whoever we are. Now, when Jesus came to earth, he showed that absolutely perfectly, how he knows and cares for everyone. Jesus was wanted at a place called Samaria. Now, the Samaritans are God's people. Well, they really didn't get on. But Jesus was there, and he was at a well one day, and he met a woman. And Jesus knew everything about that woman. Things that were impossible for you or I to have known about her. Perhaps she'd had lots of husbands. She wasn't following God's good plan for marriage. She was ashamed. She was trying to hide away from everyone else. But Jesus saw her. But Jesus didn't use this knowledge to be really angry at her, to tell her off. Instead, he loved her. And he offered her the best life possible with him. She didn't have to hide away from Jesus. Jesus knew everything about her, even the ugly, sinful bits, but still he loved her. And the same is true for us. God is all-knowing. He knows everything about us, and yet still he loves us. You see, because often we try and hide those parts of us that we don't like from other people. You know, it's almost like we dress up and put a costume on to try and hide away. You know, maybe we get a big hat over all those things that were really not good, and we sort of try and pull it down so that no one can see us. And then there's all those things, those wrong things that we think and say and do, and we try and put them under a big coat and hide them away. And then we come along to church and think, oh well, we've got to be happy and smiley at church. Happy to, we almost like grab the mask as we leave the door and we come out putting our happy, everything's fine mask on. We're trying to hide away. But you know what? When God sees us, he sees through the costumes we're wearing, the things that we're not good at, the sins that we keep doing, he sees everything and he loves it. In spite of everything that we think and say and do, he still loves us. And the reason he loved us is because he made us. You see that in verses 8 and 9 of our passage. Let's have a look at those. Verse 8 and 9. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. God spoke, and the world came into being. Everything in the whole of creation, including each and every one of us. And we know that when we make something, we're the ones who know it best. You know, you come up with a game, you know how the game should be played best. You make a machine, you know how that machine should be used. God has made each and every one of us. And so he knows all about us. So what should we do with this great truth that God has made us and that he knows everything about us? Two things as we finish. Number one, trust God. So the psalmist, the person who wrote this song about how God knows and cares for everyone and everything, finishes the song with these words, verses 20 and 22. Let's have a look at them. We wait in hope for the Lord. He's our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice. For we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, even as we put our hope in you. In him, our hearts rejoice, for we trust his holy name. The fact that God is all-knowing should mean we really can trust him. The past isn't some hidden mystery to him. The future isn't some uncertain wilderness. God knows us even better than we know ourselves. And so we can trust him to help us get through whatever struggles we go through. And you see, we trust in things every single day. Now, you're all sitting on chairs. And you know, when we see a chair, we trust that it's going to take our weight and not collapse. Now, I had a go at making a chair earlier this week. Here's my chair. Do we think that chair is going to stand up to me sitting on it? No. Look, if I sit down on this, whoop, it can't take my weight. It doesn't work. And actually, so often, our lives, we try and trust in ourselves. We think of all of our abilities, all of our skills. But that's foolish. We can't trust in that. That doesn't work. It's like that rubbish chair of mine. But trusting in God, well, that's far more like trusting this really solid, sturdy chair. If I sit on this, am I going to fall over? No, no. Good, I can just sit. And you know what? God's all-knowing nature is completely certain and reliable. So it's right that we should trust in him fully. That means that even when life seems to be going mad and nothing like what we plan, we can still choose to believe that God is in control. He knows what's going on and he's working out his good plan through it. So number one, trust God. Number two, we can be honest as we pray to God. As I said, we can try and hide away from God, but it's pointless trying to do that. He knows us perfectly. He knows absolutely everything about us. So when we pray, there's no point trying to put on a performance. He knows the things that are worrying us. So we can just tell him honestly. Father God, I'm worried about that doctor's appointment, that exam, that meeting. Help me. He knows the things that we've done wrong. So we can confess and say sorry to him. Father God, I'm sorry for losing my temper, for gossiping about so-and-so, for lying in that conversation. Please forgive me. He knows the things that we long for, so we can ask him for them straightforwardly. Father God, please would you help me recover from this illness? Help my children come to know you. Keep me safe on this journey, whatever it is. God knows everyone and everything perfectly. Nothing comes as a surprise to him or is out of his control. So we can be really honest and open when we talk to him about everything and anything going on in our lives. It's a massive, mind-blowing truth about God that he is all-knowing. But it's a truth that shouldn't scare us or worry us. Actually, it's a truth that we can delight in, like the psalmist says. We can be sure that we are known and seen. We don't have to feel like we have to pretend and hide. Instead, we can trust and rely on him in any and every situation and talk to him honestly about what's going on in our life. God knows everyone and everything. And may that cause us all the more to sing joyfully to the Lord and to praise him like we were made for. Let me pray as we finish. Father God, thank you that you know everything and you know all of us. Please would you help us this week to trust in you that little bit more and to be honest with you in our prayers as we bring you the things that worry us, the things that scare us, things that we're sorry for. Please help us to remember all this and to praise you for who you are and for all that you've done for us through the Lord. Amen.